Yo, what's poppin', NY? You already know it's your host, Mr. KGav, NY Certified, the podcast, bringing you trending stories, hot topics of the week. You already know, hit me up at Mr. KGav on IG, X, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. We there. Make sure you hit us up this week. New York Knicks lead the semifinals. It's going down. Hashtag New York forever. Who's not messing with New York? Kick rocks. If you ain't down with the Knicks, just save the comments. I hear all the hate, this and that. It's just enough already. Enough. When your team's doing you and this and that, y'all good. But when the Knicks doing them, it's Now they lead the series 2-1. Let's see what people gotta say, this or that. Nobody's saying nothing. NY, hashtag New York forever. You already know. New York, stand up. It's going down. We had to get through this with the show, so just let us have our time, and it's going down. Next, shout out Tracy Morgan. Shout out everybody. I seen him with a gold. He had a gold bracelet with a gold eagle on it. Real, like, just celebrating New York. New York was going crazy. They was cursing out Reggie Miller, saying, I don't know. It was a whole bunch of stuff going on. People was wilding. People was acting up. It was going crazy. It's going now. We're going to talk about it more later. But make sure you check it out, whether you in the garden, whether you on TV, watching it on TV. It's going down, New York. Big story this week, huge story this week about the man who threw the belt over the lady's head and then raped her when she was unconscious. You had to see it. It was on all the news. You know, what is going on? What is going on? You know we had to talk about it. You know it had to be talked about. We talk about it all the time. Attacks, robberies, rapes. We talk about it on the show. This dude took a belt and threw it over her neck. And bro, I'm not even gonna, you know, go so deep into it. Cops arrest them. You know, there's a couple different arrests we're going to talk about. I think a lot of people had got him confused with somebody else, but then something else happened. I've seen different videos, but we're going to get down to it. They say they did arrest the man for that rape. Okay, so it's crazy. You know, you would think that, you know, people wouldn't do these things, and it's just that's what they on. They on that type of time. They on that. And it's real disgusting, and it's real sad to hear these stories and these things going on. You know, we're going to talk about it on the show. Y'all can always hit me up. Comments, topics, questions, make sure you hit me up at Mr. KGav on everything. It's going down. Big stories this week. Top stories this week. I appreciate y'all so much checking out the podcast. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there putting in the work, taking care of their kids, taking care of their families. It's a beautiful thing, and we definitely want to shout y'all out. There's plenty of Mother's Day brunches, lunches, things to do, places to go. So show your mom some love. Shout out to all the moms that's not here, that, you know what I'm saying? God rest y'all soul, and God bless y'all and everybody else. It's a like a little wet weekend for Mother's Day, but, you know, people is still out there selling the candies and the, you know, what's those things called? The baskets and all that. So it's going down. Mother's Day weekend. Harlem. This is the other story that I was talking about. Harlem, 11-year-old. 11-year-old gets slashed, bro. Slashed around 116th Street. The dude, that's the other video where they surrounded dude. You know what I'm saying? Where they was going crazy. Because dude just slashed the 11-year-old. It's going crazy, bro. They said that the moms ran after him and was screaming, "Yo, stop him. He just stabbed my daughter," or whatever. You know, then people started. And then that's when I seen the video. And it was like cops was like surrounding him, like trying to protect him from the mob, from the crazy people coming after him. But it was like, no, you just stabbed an 11-year-old. You just sliced an 11-year-old. That happened on 116th Street around the 6th train in Harlem. Then out in the E train in Queens, a 22-year-old gets slashed. You know, it's happening all over, in the stations, out the stations, dudes trying to run, you know, to escape through the stations. It's crazy, and I really, you know, just want to put out a word, like, yo, just be careful, be careful, be careful, whether you on the train, walking around, doing whatever you do, make sure you keep your head on a swivel, you make sure you checking around, you know what I mean? This little girl, God bless this little girl. She survived, bro. But it's like, you know, she's talking about she's scared to go out now. And she's scared. Of course. Of course. You just slashed this little 11-year-old. It's, oh, man, bro. I really, you know, we just going to try to stay positive. We not going to put out no negativity. You know. So supposedly they caught him and they stopped him. And that was a huge story this week. If you thought it was the same video, I think I seen a lady on TikTok that she kind of explained it. Like, this is not the same dude. If you seen these two videos, they not da-da-da-da-da. So that was definitely a great explanation. Because some people was thinking it was the same person. Me, personally, I wasn't thinking that. But some people was thinking like, oh, look, they caught dude. And it's like, nah, that's a totally different dude that they caught. And he was doing something totally worse. So it was like, not worse, but like they do both doing bad things. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it wasn't the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like, Governor Hochul scandal, whatever. She was out there talking about, kids don't know how to use computers. I don't know this. She just said something that just was making people like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Kids don't know how to spell computer or something. I was like, oh my God. Like, she just really, I don't know. I see that and I'm just like, you just trying to make the story sound so bad, so sad. Like, people can't even, you know, people who's walking around just saying, like, people can't talk. I don't know. I don't think people is as slow as she trying to make it. And it was just so disrespectful, so disrespectful. She issues apologies and this and that. And these people is just so disconnected. They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea, you know, the needs of people and this, and they just hearing from other people and other people and others coming up the chain. But it's just, oh man, I just really feel like she just, when did she just get, like, she just got that job. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think she was assistant governor or something like that. But you already know it's going down. Two 15-year-olds. Slashed in the Bronx, another slashing. Like I said, it's starting to become the summer stabby season. People just get stabby out there near Katona Park. You know, two 15-year-old boys, bro. Like, it's just like, you know, You could say that, and then when you be around these teenagers, they look like grown men. They look like grown adults, but they not. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of them that they don't know what they doing, bro. There's so many young kids, they think they know what being grown is, what being an adult is. Responsibilities and bills and this and that. No, they just want to look grown. That's it. They want to look grown, but they don't want none of the responsibilities, none of the rules, nothing. And a lot of these people, they get caught up. Things happen. They get arrested, whatever, whatever, because they just not, they don't have that in them. Like, no, and there's consequences. And if you keep going in your life thinking there ain't no consequences, once consequences catch up with you, you're going to feel differently. You know, 67-year-old punched and robbed in Brooklyn. You know, another, you know, train station. You know, these are where people is having access to you. Yeah, that's where they could find you. That's where they, you know what I mean? They say, oh, I got her on the train. Or I got him on the train. Or just, you know, make sure you watch out. Elderly, younger people, it don't matter. You could say, oh, I'm young. This, it don't matter. We got people, teenagers getting slashed. 11-year-olds getting slashed. Women getting raped. This, that, and the third. The other week, they had women getting knots on the head. People not giving knots. Random. So you can't say, oh, yeah, I know this or I know. No. Be careful. If you got your family, be careful. Like I said, Mother's Day weekend, wherever you going, you know, be careful, man. We have very, very sad stories. Very, very sad stories. There was a 17-year-old stabbed to death in Queens. One in custody. Our prayers and condolences go out to her and her family and everybody involved. You know, very, very, very sad, man. Very sad story. So many slashings and stabbings and this and that. You know, Mother's Day weekend, a mom got killed out in Brooklyn in a hit and run. You know, our prayers and condolences go out to her family. And you know, they said her daughter got hurt or something. Like, you know, we just want to send our condolences, bro. We just want to send our condolences to you, your family, everybody. It's such a sad, sad story. You know, especially Mother's Day weekend. And I know it's just like, she lost her mom, so it don't matter when it happens. But, you know, when it's Mother's Day and you want to spend time with your moms or whatever, and this and that, and she's taken away from you, you know, I know there's no words that could describe, you know. Man, just a very, very sad story. For some people, like I said, while you're out there, you know, celebrating Mother's Day and giving your mother a hug. And this, just know there's people out there that lost their moms, that don't have their moms, stuff like that. Real big, big condolences and prayers go out to that woman and her family, her daughter, and everybody else, man. Ambulance. A man tried to steal an ambulance while they was doing they work, I guess, with a patient or something like that out there in Tremont. Man, try to get the ambulance. I don't even know what you're thinking. I don't even know what you're thinking. What's in your mind? Why you feel the need to take an ambulance? You know, people doing the dumbest things, bro. The dumbest things. And it's just like, oh, man. I don't know. You just gotta, like I said, that's another thing, you know what I mean? You gotta be careful. These car accidents and, you know what I mean? People driving these vehicles. Some people don't got no licenses. People got suspended licenses. Sometimes, you know, people are drunk, DUIs, all this other stuff. So it's like, you think that, oh, because I'm outside or I'm this, I'm good or I'm safe or I'm that. No. Anytime, anything can happen. You got to be careful and be on it at all times. Three people stabbed out in Queens. Another stabbing. Like, I just think this whole show is a stab show. The show stabbed up like a penny. That's what my mother would do. When she cook a penny, she'd stab that penny up like 60 times. And then start stuffing it with sofrito and everything else. This show is a penny. Straight up, everybody's got stabbed, sliced. Old, young. Very, very stabbed. A very sad story indeed. A 31-year-old man was arrested in that stabbing. Very, very, you know, just crazy. They all in stable condition. Police shoot a man dead in East Flatbush. They said a man had a gun. When they, you know, approached, the man was pointing the gun at somebody else or something like that. And then they came and shot at the man with the gun. 20-year-old shot out in Williamsburg. They said the young man got shot multiple times. And the gunman or the shooter, you know, got away in a vehicle, in a car. You know, 20 years old. Like I said, all these stories, 17-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 11-year-olds, it's all different ages. So don't feel like, oh, because I'm a certain age, it can't happen to me. Or all this, that. No. Impossible. The fact of the matter is, anybody could get caught up. Anything could happen. So please be careful wherever you at. You know, we had a story a few weeks ago, I think. You know, about that girl that got stabbed, you know, because the dude was trying to holler at her in a bodega. Something like that. Like, she was in a bodega. You get what I'm saying? It was like everywhere, you know, anywhere you go. And like I said, it was something that could have been avoided. Just don't say nothing or just walk away or just know. It's like it turns into an argument, then it turns into a fight. Then people start threatening people and threats get thrown around and it gets crazy. So please, please, please be careful. Tell your children, be careful. Watch out. It's not about being scared. It has nothing to do with being scared. You just want to be on point and you want to know that your family is safe, your kids are safe, and your loved ones is protected. That's it. This week, I stopped by the Culture Gallery, thebronxlogo.com. I just want to shout them out. Real official store in Parkchester area of the Bronx. You take the 6 train to Parkchester. Check them out, thebronxlogo.com. I also did a video for them this week just, you know, to promote their store and promote things they going on over there. Love to support entrepreneurs and business owners and people that's showing love. So I definitely appreciate the love. TheBronxLogo.com. Make sure you check them out. You know, I just want to let everybody know that it's not going to be easy. Sometimes there's days that it's going to be harder than others. There's months that's going to be harder than others. But just know that there's going to be people that are going to hate on you. People going to hate. That's what they do. They're haters. That's all they do. They spend their life hating. So just don't get caught up in what people saying or what people doing. You know what I mean? Do what you do and show them how it's done. And then at the end of the day, nobody could say nothing. Because at the end of the day, they didn't build you. They didn't build you. So they got nothing but their opinion or what their thoughts. this week, digital, everything is going digital. The movie Iron Claw went to Max. I heard it was a very good movie. I had not seen it, but it's definitely something that I want to check out. And we also got word this week that Captain America spinoff, they will be reprising the role of Captain America. And basically, when he had the Infinity Stones, when he brought them back to the times, you know, they're going to do a spinoff on that movie from the Avengers movie. Also, Ghostbusters is going digital, and make sure you check them out. They just hit 200 million with a budget of 100 million. So, you know, they doing really good. They talking about spinoffs of that. And, you know, they had interviews with Ernie Hudson and this and that. So, you know, definitely great things to hear of these, you know, spinoffs and, you know, maybe spinoffs. It's such a beautiful thing. I love hearing these, you know, movies and, you know, when they bring back these types of roles and these movies, it's just a great, you know, if you watch movies or you know what I'm saying, sometimes it's, you like it, the nostalgia, you know what I mean? You like it with the sounds that you used to hear, the actors, the voices, the, you know, so it just definitely, a beautiful thing. In New York City, this weekend they will be having the Japan Parade down Central Park West. The Japan Parade will be between 67th Street and 81st Street down Central Park West. They having that for this weekend, Mother's Day weekend. They're going to have pickleball. Pickleball will be back in Central Park. You could look that up. And someone was telling me about miniature golf and a different situations by the pier. I did not know they had miniature golf by the pier. I will definitely be checking it out. Definitely, you know, ranges, you know, $25 and up. You know, you could be on the pier. You could have a little, you know, smoothie, a little drink, a little something. Chill on the pier. A little miniature golf. There's a lot of different things that's going on. Also, the Knicks game 3, Tuesday the 14th. If you in New York City, get your tickets. It's gonna be a movie. I don't think it's game 3. I might be wrong on that one. Because I think they did game 3 already. Maybe game 4. But we'll see. I definitely, I probably wrote it wrong here on my notes. But definitely New York forever. Definitely check them out. MSG. Everybody showing up. All the celebrities is going down. I appreciate all the love and the support. If you in the Bronx, like I said, I want to shout out the BronxLogo.com. Make sure you check them out there in Parkchester. You know, if you're really looking for, you know, New York vibes, Bronx vibes and all that. And I seen a shirt they did for the Knicks, Bronx shirt, real official. So shout them out to BronxLogo.com again. Appreciate all the love and the support. Shout out to all the moms. All the moms out there, you know, doing their thing and really taking care of their families, taking care of the kids, for people that step up in place of a mother, when a mother's not there, a stepmom or a family member, grandmom, anybody else, we just want to give you a very special shout out. God bless you all for taking care of the kids and the families and everybody. And you really, really do deserve a beautiful Mother's Day. Beautiful Mother's Day weekend, Mother's Day. I really appreciate y'all so much. Let's go Knicks, baby. We so hyped. The Knicks is leading the series 2-1 right now. So definitely, keep all the good energy. And, you know, I hope the Knicks really do it. I appreciate all the love and the support. Make sure y'all check out. We're going to have some collaborations coming up real soon. I appreciate all the love and the support. Checking out the show, the podcast, the TikToks, the YouTubes, whatever. Appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe. 5 stars. And make sure you hit me up at Mr. K Gav on everything. Appreciate y'all. And like I always say, stay up and stay strong. And why?